How do neighbors? Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Traceability matters to a lot of customers. We're back on that subject today in just a moment. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
The demand for traceable cattle is on the rise as consumers here and abroad ask for more information about their food and where it comes from. Doug Stanton is the Vice President of Sales for Where Food Comes From. He works with cattlemen and women to comply with verification programs that allow their beef access into the global marketplace. He says that modern smart tags work to track cattle as they move from cow-calf operations all the way to the packing plant.
An electronic tag or a program compliant tag, it can also be visual. We've elected in our company to go to only electronic. It's then read at the next location of movement. So if a cattle move from a cow-calf operation to a backgrounder, then the requirement is that that backgrounder reads that EID tag at receiving and verifies that that animal is in the approved status for the particular attributes they are looking at with the company that originally approved the cow-calf operation.
Stanton says that most of the verification programs that cattle producers can sign up for these days require age and source verification.
We start with traceability, and that's the basics of all of the programs. If we look at the China market, and that's the hot topic right now, if we look at it compared to Japan, there are some differences. With Japan, they were more focusing on age. Because of BSE, they were focusing on cattle under 20 months of age, and that's what their main requirement was. Source came with it, but they didn't require traceability as far as a program compliant tag. We did it. It made sense to do it, and as we bundled it with other programs that required that, we did it. But it was only focused on age and not source.
China is in stark contrast to what the Japanese were looking for, putting a lot more emphasis on the need for traceable cattle, where they come from.
China is focusing on source and traceability from birth to slaughter, and not so much the age of the animal, at least being verified at the cow-calf operation. And I think with the strength of the dollar starting to weaken here compared to the last 2 or 3 years, that helps us. You know, we might look at that as a negative thing, but in the trade world, it's a positive thing. And if we can put us in a little bit closer competition or in relative better competition with Uruguay and some Australia and some of the big component suppliers to the EU, then that is positive for U.S. beef.
Doug Jansen says the key is to be able to provide the information that today's customers are demanding. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 40th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:15 at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion. The sale features more than 60 bulls from well-known Western Oklahoma cattlemen. For sale information, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.